Hi there, and welcome to Open Mic here on Morehead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the cast and crew of the Morehead Theater Guild's newest show, Motherhood Out Loud. Now, the show's going to play July 9th, 10th, and 11th, and also July 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Rowland County Arts Center. And you can get your tickets online at moreheadtheater.org, or you can call the Rowland County Arts Center to get those tickets as well. Thank you all for being here with me today. We're talking via Zoom, chatting about this show, which is funny and heartwarming and heart-wrenching and so many things in one particular show. So I appreciate you all being here.
Thank you.
Thank you, Leanne.
Now, we haven't been able to do live theater for quite some time because of the pandemic. I want to start with Mike Dobransky. You are the president of the Theater Guild right now, and you're prepping to do this new season at the tail end of a pandemic.
Yes, Leanne, we are so excited to be back. And so many of the people that I run into in town are excited to have us back. You know, folks are just looking to get back towards something that looks like the old normal. and they want to have shows to go to. They want to support community events. And we're just thrilled to be back on stage.
Let's talk a little bit about the shows that are coming up. Of course, Motherhood Out Loud is the one that's going to be playing in July. And then what else is coming up in the upcoming season?
So around the 9/11, it's the 20th anniversary of that coming up. And so we've got a show called 110 Stories. And the person who put this together has interviews that she wove together from people who can relate to what happened on that day. Mother, photojournalist, iron worker, chiropractor, homeless man that actually helped to save lives on that day. And so that is going to be running around that weekend. It is the 9th, 10th, 11th, and 12th. So that will be a rare Thursday show for us during that performance. And then in late October, we've got The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. And so most people are familiar with that Robert Louis Stevenson story. And so this is one of the adaptations for the stage. And that will be around the Halloween time.
I know a lot of people are going to be excited to come in and see these particular shows, but this Motherhood Out Loud, the one that's playing in July, directed by Diana Reeder. Diana, you had talked to me about this show back at the beginning of 2020, for this show to happen last year, but then it didn't.
Yes.
Because of the pandemic.
Yes. Yeah, we started work on this 16 months ago, and I apologize for my voice. We held auditions and we rehearsed for 2 weeks, and then we of course shut down like the rest of the world. And but we did. It was very interesting that I felt like that no one ever wanted to give up on the show. Everyone sees the significance of it, and everyone loved the show from the beginning. And we lost a few cast members, but not very many. And we're back in business now, and we're going strong with it.
Now, how did you pick this particular show?
Well, I just happened to see the title of it on a list of scripts, and I read the script and I absolutely loved it. But for some reason, I set it aside for a few years. I'm not sure why, but someone mentioned it to me. I had talked about it, and someone mentioned it to me. So I got it out again and read it, and I thought, okay, we need to do this. It's poignant. It's hilarious. It's got a little bit of everything in it, and it's a it the play is a collection of monologues and vignettes, 19 of them. And it was put together by Susan Rose and Joan Stein. And it's been written by 14 different American writers. It's just a very heartwarming and funny show. And I think that everyone who sees it will, one of the scenes will resonate with everyone. I mean, I think it will touch everyone in a different way, too.
Now, one of the things that we discussed before we started the show today was the fact that it's not really recommended for kids, children 12 and under. And Denise Watkins is one of the performers in the show. Denise, first tell me a little bit about that the reason behind not really recommending it for the younger audience.
The word we came up with was anatomical language and situations, which I think sums it up well. It's not raunchy, but as you can imagine, when you're talking about delivery or things of that nature, there's just maybe some language or terms that younger children may not understand. And if they do, they might find it embarrassing. So, I think that's the main reason.
Now, Denise, you are a mom. Like, I am a mom. Like, many of the cast are moms. Well, some of the cast are moms. I know some of them are mm-hmm. other are not moms. But tell me a little bit about how, I don't know which particular monologues and scenes that you're in, but is there one of them in particular that resonates with you the most?
Wow. I'm in a couple different scenes, and then I have a monologue, and they all resonate with me in some ways. I mean, one is just about, I think, the frustrations every mom goes through when you know your child is doing something they're just going for a train wreck, you know, and you see it coming. Like one particular piece is about my child who's supposed to be writing a speech to give for school, and he doesn't write it until the night before the speech, and just watching him procrastinate this task and waiting for the train wreck. So I think that's something every mom can resonate with in some way. And that scene is a series of scenes called fugues, where there's different periods or benchmarks in our lives as families that mothers are commenting on. And they're a lot of fun. They're really fast moving, funny vignettes. But I have to say, I think the one that resonates with me the most is the monologue I have, which is really about the moment of birth. And I think almost every mom, when they who have biological children, go through a period in their pregnancy where they think, how is this a person? Like, it's just so weird to think of sometimes when you just really sit down and ponder on it. And then that moment when you actually deliver the child, and just that instant love, but the miracle of it all, the wonder of it all. It's just a beautifully written monologue. And when I first read the play, that was the monologue that leapt out to me the most. So when I was given or assigned to that monologue, I was over the moon.
Sounds like a really interesting piece. I look forward to seeing it. Now, Kevin Bass is also one of the actors in the show. Kevin, tell me a little bit about the kind of characters that you're playing in the show.
I have one character toward the end of the show. As I sit and I watch these rehearsals and all the other performers doing their scenes, it's such a roller coaster of emotions, the happiness and the sadness and worry about your children. And I sit there and I watch it and I think, you know, my mother and my wife and my mother-in-law are going to be coming to the show. And I'm just trying to imagine the emotional roller coaster that the audience is going to be going through this show.
Yes.
And my character toward the end is dealing myself personally, you know, holidays were always such a big tradition with the family. And I had the traditions that I had as a child and took those into my life and my adulthood as a parent. And my character is struggling with the change where his traditions might now be going to his children and having a little bit of trouble letting go and wanting to keep his finger on the pulse of things.
And then finally, Sarah Catherine Manning Bevent is also one of the performers here in the show, and she was able to join us today. Tell me a little bit about some of the things that you're experiencing in preparing for this show.
Well, I play several different roles throughout the performance, and with each one of them, there is either something that I absolutely have experienced personally, or I'm very close to someone who's had a similar situation. And each one is, it can be tough. I mean, and just like being a parent can be tough. And I think the title of the play, Motherhood Out Loud, I think about the number of times that I talk to myself on a regular basis. And I think, you know, what if the things that are going on in my head, if I just blurted those things out in a public setting, you know, how I'm really feeling about a situation, or to my kid, if I actually, you know, said all the things, all the frustrations that's there, all the grief, all the just anxiety, you know, I think that's really what I see about it, is that it's everyone sitting in the audience is going to see their own experience in some way or another. They're going to feel it. That's just a fact. And I think Diana was looking for some language, and I said that I felt like the play let you laugh at the ridiculous and sit with the uncomfortable. And I think that that's so much of being a parent, particularly a mother.
Very true.
That on a daily basis, there's a lot of ridiculous. And even in my own self, that I'm upset about something and I look back at it and I'm like, well, it's ridiculous and I'm upset about it. And then other times, when there is some serious grief and serious sorrow in parenting, and you have to work through it.
On that note, we're going to take a quick break here on Open Mic. We'll be right back after this.
Operation Gateway Kentucky is July 12th through 19th, providing health care to families at no cost. Patients treated first come, first served. No insurance or identification required. Free medical screenings, sports physicals, dental and eye exams, clinics held at high schools in Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Morgan counties, and at the Laughlin Health Building in Moorhead, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. July 13th through 17th and 19th, noon to 4 p.m. July 12th and 18th. More information at 606-780-0090 or online at gwadd.org.
And we're back here on Open Mic, here on Moorhead State Public Radio. I'm your host, Leanne Akers, and today we're visiting with the folks of the Moorhead Theater Guild, and they're getting ready to open their newest play called Motherhood Out Loud. It's a collection of works by American writers, and it really celebrates motherhood and delves into being a parent and the feelings and the hardships that go along with that. If you're interested in going, it's playing July 9th, 10th, and 11th, and also July 16th, 17th, and 18th at the Round County Arts Center. Tickets are available at moorheadtheater.org or calling the Round County Arts Center. The number there is 783-9857. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about is the fact that the show is also doing a little bit of charitable giving. The July 10th show proceeds from that particular performance are going to be donated. Now, Mike DeBrancy, you're the president of the Moorhead Theater Guild. Tell me a little bit about where those proceeds are going to be going this year.
So for this show, again, the July 10th show, that's a Saturday. It's going to the Markwell Endowment for Women's and Children's Services through St. Clair. And so that seemed to be one of the most applicable charities around in the region that would attach to this show. You know, it's about women, it's about children, and men too in the play. But this seemed to be a great charity to match up with this play.
And that's something that the Theater Guild does for each show. They pick a local organization to kind of give back.
Well, generally we pick one of the shows each year and then pick one of the presentations, one of the performances, and do that.
Gotcha. Now, this particular show, as Diana said earlier, this, you know, rehearsal started more than a year ago before the pandemic started. But when did things start back again in order to get this performance ready? When did rehearsals begin again for the group?
So they began again in late May. You know, all through last fall, winter, we kept looking and seeing, you know, different waves would come through. And we were just looking for the point at which the art center would be allowed to have more people, you know, based on the spacing guidelines. And so it really was all through the late winter, early spring. We were just on pins and needles waiting to see, you know, what was going to be announced by the CDC, by the federal government, by state government. And, you know, we kind of held off as long as we could into July and then decided, yes, you know, finally we can get back in. We can start rehearsing again. And so that picked up again in late May.
Now, Diana, I know we have four of the cast members here with us today, but how many people are actually performing in the show?
There are 15 cast members. And one of those is a musician too, Elizabeth Bowman will perform a song in between some of the scenes for us. There are four men and 11 women altogether. Ash Gillum, Sarah Catherine, Denise, Sarah Lindsay, Sally O'Boyle, Patty Wood, George McKee, Mike Dobransky, Pam Hammonds, Chloe Mace, Chris Lynham, Drew Henderson, Gabe Sexton, Kevin Bass, and Elizabeth Bowman. So we have quite a talented group of people performing these shows.
It's always amazing to me to hear who's in the cast. I always love to come to the shows and look, and it's like, oh, I know this person from that place and that person from this place. And, you know, I saw Denise yesterday. I hung out briefly with Elizabeth the day before. And, you know, it's just you run into these people, and it's all walks of life who participate in Moorhead Theater Guild shows. I mean, there's a lot of diverse people who take part in it, and a lot of different people who really enjoy coming down to see their friends and their community members to perform.
Yes.
Now,
some of these people have experienced a mother's heartache. Some of these actors know what this heartache is, but they're still there doing it. I admire them so much for this. Some of them aren't mothers either, but, you know, I think we all get it. We all know what a mother's love is, and we all know what it feels like to have that love. And then I think once I say those words, though, I think of one of the scenes in the show called A Report on Motherhood. And it's a great granddaughter interviewing her great grandmother. And she wants to know what she likes about motherhood. And the great grandmother explains to her that she doesn't like motherhood. And then she goes on to tell her about her life. And one of the saddest things in this whole show to me is when she explains that the happiest day in her childhood was when her own mother looked at her and said, "I forgive you." And she says, "For what?" She says, "Because you have come uninvited into this household. Uninvited, but eventually not unloved." And then she goes on to explain to her great-granddaughter that love is not inevitable. And she wants to know if she knows that. And the little girl has a change of heart after she talks to her great-grandmother. It's one of the saddest parts of the show for me, anyway. Just really grabs me.
It's I know this show is funny, and I know this show
is
poignant, but heavy, it seems.
Yes.
at the same time. And you know,
isn't that the way motherhood is, though?
Yes.
that's it in a nutshell.
That is very true. Parenthood and just, you know,
or
just being around children at all. I see in my students here at the university things where you have to make those tough choices with certain people, and in a very I tell my students, "I'm going to mom you," and I'll talk to them about something. And then I'll be like, "And now as your boss, let me say something different." And but it's interesting the way that we approach, you know, parenting, whatever kind of style that is. And it'll be fun to watch the group have the opportunity to discuss that on stage in such an interesting way. Now, I wanted to go over once again, Motherhood Out Loud is playing July 9th, 10th, 11th. And also July 16th, 17th, and 18th. Now, what time are those shows happening?
So the Friday and Saturday shows will start at 7:30. Doors open at 7. And the Sunday shows, the show starts at 2 o'clock. Doors opening at 1:30.
Excellent. And to get tickets for Motherhood Out Loud, visit moreheadtheater.org. Or give a call down to the Round County Arts Center, 606-783-9857. And, of course, once again, the tickets sold for the July 10th performance are going to benefit women's and children's services here in the community, which is a great thing to do while you're being entertained. Why not give back a little? Now, how many tickets are available for each show? Because I know some of them will probably sell out.
I believe we are setting up for 80.
Yes.
Per performance.
Okay. So 80 tickets per performance. Make sure you get those sooner than later, because some of them will go pretty quickly. And unfortunately, that's all the time we have left here on Open Mic. Folks from the Moorhead Theater Guild and Motherhood Out Loud, I appreciate you all being here with us today.
Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you so much, Leanne.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thanks for tuning in to Open Mic. Our show is produced by Greg Jenkins, and our theme music is Turtle in the Creek, composed by Galen Green and performed by The Wooks. Produced by Moorhead State Public Radio with the generous support of listeners just like you. We'll see you next Friday.